Hi, Mr. Cambis, and thanks a lot for sharing your video and your attitude about the correlation between body and our brain, and it's very, very interesting, and I enjoy from your speaking. You choose the very unique topics, and we have to take consideration onto all of this topic in our life. In fact, maybe thinking about only thinking about these topics may change our attitude about our life, about learning something new, and about thinking about our body. In fact, unfortunately, we learned in our schools and even in my parents that the brain is very important part of our body. And for example, when we were children, they told me they told us that you have to respect your brain, and you have to only trust your brain. And maybe they don't this attitude change our feeling about our body, and we have no connection to our body. That's why we are so low confidence confident people, because we've lost our connection to our body. As you mentioned, we only think about our brain. For example, if we want to solve a problem, we don't trust to our body, we don't trust to our heart. And in fact, we're taught that you have to trust your brain, you don't have to trust your heart. And that's why maybe we only think about by our brain. But as you mentioned, it's very important, it's necessary for us to think and to use our body when we want to solve a problem, when we want to learn something. And in fact, we have to make a balance between using our brain and using our body, and this is very necessary for us. Here I'm gonna talk about my attitude about this topic from my perspective. I say this from maybe female attitude, and you see that unfortunately most women after pregnancy period, they don't care about their shape, they don't care about their body, and maybe they become very, very fat. And I know some my friends that they are very, very maybe overweight. And when I think, when I speak with them and told and say to them that be careful about your weight, and maybe and all of these things, they say to me that I have no time to think about this topic. But they are complaining about lack of self-confidence and all of these things. And I see that in fact they lost this connection with their body. And the reason that they feel no confidence is that they lost their good shape in their body, and this is very bad. In fact, we have to be careful about our body, we have to be careful about our brain, and we have to think about all both of them simultaneously, not just brain or not just body. It's very important. You can see some people that they only think about their body, how they dress up, how they and all of this thing, but they don't think about with their brain, and maybe they are very they're not very normal people in my opinion, because they don't only think about their appearance, and it's not good. So this balance is very important, not just only think about our brain, not just only think about our body. So we have to be careful our body, as you mentioned, and I agree with you. It's very important. If you want to be a self-confident person, you have to think about your body. You have to think about your body language. I said in another voice, and here I learned more and more about body language, and I really enjoyed from your attitude. We have to use, we have to engage our body for learning, and it's very important. When you feel more confidence, you learn more, and you can be more successful in your life. You mentioned that if you want to change your life, you have to change your body. It's very, very interesting, and it's very important. In fact, if you have, for example, if you want to lose some of your weight, you do it and decide it and do it. It's very important to change your life. Or if you have maybe some you're not very you are a very thin person and you want to exceed a little weight, you do it. It's very, if I'm not saying that it's easy, it's very in fact difficult, and I do this process, and I can say that it's very difficult, but it is a stage of your life, and you have to do that. And when you change your body, and when you make a body that you like, you can love your body, you become more confident and you enjoy from your life. It's very important. Take more care about your body, pay more pay extra attention to your body, and see the result. It's very important. Another topic that I really agree with you, breathing is very important, and the way we are breathing is very effective in our decision, in our activities. In fact, for example, me, when I have a meeting in our company, before starting the meeting, I try to breathe deeply, several times, and I can see that I feel more confident, and by changing my position, by changing my seating, I try to make myself more confident, and these are maybe you tell them to maybe you say this kind of strategy for some people, and they say to them, say to you that they are bullshit. They're not this kind of phenomenon like self-confidence is related to your genetic or related to your is intrinsically. You have to be confident intrinsically, and you can't change yourself, but I can say that it's very important to practice to be confident. It's very important. It's very important, and I changed by practicing I change my self-confidence by practicing, and I'm practicing to become more self-confident person. And in fact, by this video, I learned to work with my body more, because it's very important. I have to care more about my body. It's very important, and I really appreciate you for sharing this great video, and you know, take more attention to my breathing, and this kind of activity that you mentioned to your voice. So another thing that I like to speak about was children and playing and crying. You say you mentioned two very good tip. Unfortunately, we hear this sentence that the man don't cry or the man never cry, and even for children, I hear this more time, several times, from some mothers that they told to their son that son never cry. It's very bullshit in my opinion. Why a son never cry? In fact, when you show your emotion, you grow more from emotionally. We have to show our emotional, we have to show our feeling, and this is very important for in the process of growing. In fact, here I'm gonna say that we don't have to want to our children don't cry, and in fact we have to let them to come out, to let it go, to every feeling that they have. It's very important for them to growing. And when we say to little boy that he's crying, that you don't cry, you don't have to cry. It's very bad, it's very terrible. In fact, we have to learn to our children to show their emotional, to show their feeling, and in this process of crying, this process of showing their emotions, they grow. And so thanks a lot for listening to me. I really, really enjoy, and congratulations to you for your good presentation.